Do not call him a fat pig. Donald Trump mocks Chris Christie's weight at New Hampshire rally. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 8, 2023. Former President Donald Trump mocked Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie's weight during a New Hampshire rally on Tuesday, joking that Christie is eating right now and urged his supporters to not call him a fat pig. Trump discussed the GOP primary field in New Hampshire before joking about Christie's weight. Trump mentioned that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis R. is rapidly being caught by businessman Vivek Ramaswamy before someone in the crowd interrupted and brought up Christie. Christie, he's eating right now. He can't be bothered, Trump told the Wyndham, New Hampshire crowd. Sir, please do not call him a fat pig. That's very disrespectful. Don't call him that, Trump joked to an audience member. See, I'm trying to be nice. Don't call him a fat pig. You can't do that. So now, because you're not allowed to do that, and therefore, we're not going to do it, okay? We want to be very civil, Trump added. Trump's jokes about Christie's weight come as recent polling revealed the former New Jersey governor is tied with DeSantis for second place among likely New Hampshire Republican voters. Both candidates are tied at 9%, the latest NH Journal/Coefficient poll found. However, Trump maintains a commanding 34-point lead over the two, coming in at 43% support. Further, 62% of New Hampshire Republicans said they would vote for Trump even if he were convicted of a felony, while 57% would vote for him even if he were serving time in prison. Watch, Chris Christie, Trump's conduct damaging U.S., not his indictments. Christie, a former Trump supporter, told CNN's Christiane Amanpour over the weekend that he stopped supporting Trump after his claims that the 2020 election was rigged. I didn't leave Donald Trump, he left me. When he stood there on election night 2020 behind the seal of the president in the East Room of the White House and said the election had been stolen when he had absolutely no evidence to support that, Christie said. We know now, that was a complete lie. In 2020, after the election, and on election night, I broke with him permanently, he added. And I'm running in this race because I do not believe that America needs the type of leader who puts themselves before the country. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.